Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every single weekend with your friends and family. Who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Producer Sean, producer John.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, let's start with you.
All righty.
You're not a real football fan.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not. Who's your team?
It's the Seahawks.
Okay, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
Who's their quarterback?
I don't know.
That's exactly what I mean. It's exactly what I mean.
Oh, this is the argument I can't stand when people have.
Yeah, but hold on, though. I mean, and I'm not even the biggest football fan in the entire world, okay? And if you don't know every single starting quarterback in the league, I completely get that. It's your team. It's your, come on.
You know, when it comes to the whole football thing, I just don't like people who, like, they don't have just one team. They're like, oh, I like three. Like, they have multiple teams. I'm like, no. No.
Yeah, but even in this situation, I could forgive that because then you have to keep track of 3 quarterback names. You got one name.
No, yeah, but you know what? Like, it's not a real thing. If that's your team, that's your team. Our boss does this. He'll be like, who's your favorite band? Like, I don't know. Like, I like Nirvana. Name 3 Nirvana albums and 6 songs.
He is that guy.
I'm like, stop it. This isn't like a pop quiz.
Anna, you're a Giants fan, right?
I can't tell you who the quarterback is.
Yeah, of course you can.
No, I can't. And I'm a Giants fan because that's who I've always liked. That's
right.
Who my husband cheers for.
Right. So,
but that doesn't mean I'm less of a fan.
Yeah.
I don't understand. All right, Sean, here's your dumb argument.
I think for Christmas Eve, for dessert, I want a chocolate and vanilla ice cream cake.
Or an apple pie.
No! You know what? I always had ice cream cake for my birthday. If I'm not getting it for my birthday, let's get it for Christmas.
That's right.
Well, you keep this up. You ain't getting anything for your birthday.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
Talk to your mother like that.
I was talking to Rachel like that. My mom and Rachel want to do an ice cream cake for Christmas and as a dessert. I just don't think of ice cream cake when I think of Christmas.
I actually agree with you.
I want apple pie. And they're like, no, we're getting ice cream cake. And I'm like, but why? Like, I don't think of ice cream cake when it's Christmas.
I don't know why. It's so funny. Like, neither do I. Not that I would turn an ice cream cake down.
Same, but it's weird. It's just you don't think of it, you know?
I just feel like, why can't we have both? I feel like peace on earth, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. Why not have something wonderful like an ice cream cake?
Okay, you might have sold me some of the ice cream cake on top of the apple pie.
Well, come
warmed.
On. Oh, yeah, buddy.
If I feel like home, you have to have home-baked things for dessert on Christmas. Mm. That's why I think the ice cream cake is weird, unless somebody is making an ice cream cake. Which I don't think anybody knows.
How do you make it?
I used to make ice cream pies back in the day. I would just take the ice cream, leave it at a room temperature, and then put it in a pie crust. Ta-da!
What?
That's kind of cool. Do you bake it afterward?
No.
Sounds like you got to make that for us.
No, you just got to put it in the freezer. All right, here's the argument I had with my daughter. I'm clearly right.
They're a waste of money.
But they're so cute.
They're unnecessary. I never understood why people put bows on gifts. Like, why are we going to buy a giant box of bows and spend $12 on that? Just wrap them.
Because they're pretty and they bring people joy.
Argument I had in the middle of Costco.
Preach, Anna.
Oh, she came.
So with you.
Like, there was like a whole thing of bows. There had to be like 600 bows in this thing. She's like, Ma. I go, yeah? And she's like, we need this to wrap the gifts. And in her defense, she wraps all the gifts. You know, she does a lot of the wrapping in my family. And I was like, no. Absolutely not. $12? Like, you crazy? I'm like, nobody even cares about the bows.
I feel like 1 in every 10 bows actually work and stick to the present.
And they fall off.
They always fall off.
You put them in the car.
Good.
By the time you get to where you're going, you don't know where
they're
it
gone.
Is.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you do it with the twine and you're real good with making like a nice little thing when you're done wrapping it with the twine, I'll allow it. But the ones that just stick on, it's like a clip-on tie. It's unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm glad we all agree.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.